water a little bit lukewarm, that's mutter. That's what Shmuel's saying. So the Gemara lemeimra lechura de Shmuel k'Reb Shimon Tzrile, that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, and that's the way we hold halacha, that a dove shein miskaven is mutter. There also you have this hot kettle of water, you emptied out the water, now when you put cold water in, it's mutter. Because you're not mechaven to mitzarif the kli, you're only mechaven to make the water lukewarm, and that's mutter. Trashi mutter shein miskaven the kach, since you're not mechaven by adding in this cold water to mamash be mitzarif the kli, therefore it's mutter. Say how Shmuel. Fred Gemara v'omar Shmuel, Shmuel said alochom, mechaven gecholis, shel matchis b'shus harabin. You're allowed to put out coals that comes from metal. If metal is burning, you're allowed to put it out. B'shus harabim, b'shvil shla yizayko barabim. As you have hot metal coals burning b'shus harabim, when people walk, it's b'shut hezik. People may trip and burn themselves. So mishum hezik, the rabim, you're allowed to put it out. We'll soon see, metal that's burning, there's no issa deraisa to burn metal, and there's no issa deraisa to put out the fire. Metal is not cold like burning. Ma'ashenkin avu le'gicholah shalit. But we have wood that was burning, that is an issur zayit to burn wood on Shabbos, and to put out the fire is also osur. That's osur. Azayat Shmuel Gazol. You're not allowed to put out the coals of wood that's burning b'shus harabim. So Rashi, gecholos shel matchis shemashlichim lechutz pseulis shel barzel. You throw outside the bad part of the iron. The loy shayach kibui b'hochi. It's not shayach any kibui putting it out midiraisim. Or midirabonon asura. Metal is only an issur the rabbonon of the burning of it or putting it out. The echadikin is zikah the rabbin, whereas the shal of the rabbin will hurt himself. Like gozer al shvus, the bottom they make an exeris on the shvus. Therefore, it's mutter. Avoloi shalates. So Rashi, why the yisurah diraisahi v'chayiv skila? When you have wood burning, there's an issur diraisah to make wood burn, and the one did to put out the fire was also an issur diraisah. So here, it's awesome. Even though it's a shal of an hezik the rabbin, it's awesome. For the Gemara, v'salka daitich. So v'alo k'Rebbe Shimon, if you're going to tell me Shmuel holds like Rebbe Shimon, like Rebbe Shimon Shito, or b'zoy afilu shaleitz nami, even shaleitz should also be mutter. Afilu shaleitz should also be mutter. Why? Because putting out fire is only an issur the rabbanon. Why? According to Shmuel, because it's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufo, like we had before. That's another machlokes Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon holds a melacha shein tzrich l'gufo is potter on Shabbos. Rebbe Yehuda says it's chayiv. Now, putting out fire is called a melacha shein tzrich l'gufo. You don't need the real putting out of the fire. You just don't want the fire to be here. But you don't need the melacha of kibui. The only time you need the melacha of kibui is either by a coal or a wick. That when you burn it one time, and then you put it out, the putting it out makes it burn a second time better. So you're putting out the wick to make the wick burn better later, that's an issur d'orais of kibui. Ma'ashenkin here, you stam have a coal b'shus rabin, and you stam want to put it out, the fire shouldn't be there, that's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufo. So kasher is, if Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, so b'zoy, even shalet should also be mutter, because putting out the fire is only an issur d'rabbanan. So b'meila b'mokim hezekah d'rabim, it should be mutter. So how come Shmuel says here it's also? So Rashi, afilu shalet nami. To all Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, melacha shein tzrich l'gufa potter alei. The whole kibui, any type of putting out fire, is called ein etzar l'gufoi. It's called ein etzar l'gufoi. Chutz, what's the only other case? Meyosei pchomim, either where you're making coals, kedei to burn well later, or mahavet psilo, you have a wick, and you're burning the wick now, and you want to then put out the wick, kedei next time you light the wick, or light much better. So there you want the melechas kibui. Ma'ashenkin here, where you some have wood burning b'shus harabim, your kavana putting it out is not to use the wood again later, it's just time not to have the fire here. That's the melechas shein tzrich l'gufo. So it's only nisim of the rabbonin. So with the rabbonin, it should be mutter, b'mokim, as they could the rabbin, it should be mutter. And for the Gemara Poshit, that's true. Reb Shimon has two halachis. Reb Shimon says, a dover shein miskaven is mutter, and Reb Shimon also says, the melechas shein tzrich l'gufo is potter alei. But the Chura Taizi Mavron, the Shul Shver, what the Havimina was. We're saying now just Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. In this halacha, the Adobe Shein Maskavit is mutter. Like Meche Taizi asked to hold all the halachas of Shmuel. Hey, the Havimina is, once you hold like Shmuel, Adobe Shein Maskavit, who adim you should hold like him, Malacha Shein Tzuchuf, should also be potter alei. That's the Havimina. And for the Gemara, push it not like that. And for the Gemara, Pidova Shane Miskavin, Sovlok Reb Shimon, true. The Gayat to the Machlekis, we're not Mechavin to do the Malacha, and something happens. There he passes like Reb Shimon, that it's Mutter. Therefore, Tzirif, when you put the cold water in the pot, it's mutter to put the cold water in the pot. Because you're not mechaven to mitzarif the pot. Your kavanah is only to make the water lukewarm. So since you're not mechaven mitzarif, that's mutter. Ma'ashenkin here, but ma'shailo, for now melacha says rich lagufa. Hey, see, you're putting out these burning woods, b'shus and rabbin. There's no shalavein mechaven. You're mechaven to put out the fire. Now, what do you want to be matter for? Because there's another swara of Shimon says that a melacha shein tzvil gufa is also mutter. On this, Reb Shmuel holds not like that. Savolo k'Reb Yehuda. In this machloike, Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda to say that dove shein mechaven is awesome. So that's why Shmuel was only matter to put out coals of metal. Because that's only an issue with the Rabbanim. Mashenkin, if it was wood burning, there are libud Rabbi Yehuda. Anytime you put out fire, there's an issue deraisa. Because kibul putting out fire, even though it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yechayiv. And who adin Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda also. Says no kasha. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon and machleikas dove shein miskaven. But the second machleikas of a melacha shein tzrich legufa, there Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Ravina, Zok Ravina, Hilkach. Once you see these halachis that on Issa the Rabbonin were makel, but Mokim Hezekah the Rabbim, if you have something Rishus the Rabbim, people shouldn't trip, hurt themselves, want to burn themselves with, Koitz Rishus the Rabbim. You have a big thorn sticking out Rishus the Rabbim, a big thorn there, which is a shiloh for Muksa, and it's also a shiloh of carrying it. How do you get it out of Rishus the Rabbim? It is the Allah of the Heter is, Malichai Pochus Midal Damas. You're allowed to carry it now, 3 Amos, put it down, stop. Then move another 3 yamas, put it down and stop. Then move another 3 yamas. Even though stamos are the issim of the rabbanon, it's also the rabbanon to carry through shus rabin, even pochus pochus dal damis. There's no heter to carry 3 yamas, stop, then walk further. Midirais with smutter, but the rabbanon said it's also. But here nageya tezeka the rabbim it's smutter, that's nalochem. If you have something to hezek for the rabbim, you allow to move it on the side, pochus pochus dal damis. Over carmelis. Let's say you're only carrying the whole thorn is like in a carmelis, down a side street here, it's only a carmelis, I feel a tufa. Then you have a hetter mamish to pick it up and walk even 10 amas with it. Because in the carmelis is only issa the rabbanon to carry, and here, mishum ezeka, the rabbin, the rabbanon warned machmer, said you'll have to take care of the rabbin and carry it on the side. So drashi, hilkach, kivan the yamrit. Putting out metal, which is only Yisra Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said he could take out a fire of metal. But Makim Azekah the Rabbin is the Wadin Koitz, Rishus Rabbin, Malicha Pachadol Dad, Medal Damis. Achi is Falkenu, Litzid Rishus Rabbin. Until you move it on the side of the Rishus Rabbin. The Yisra Rabbonin who? To carry Pachas Pachas only Yosem the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin will make him a Makim Azekah the Rabbin. Uve Carmelis. They tilted the day of the Rabbonin, afilu tuva yavirenu biyakiris achas. You're allowed to pick it up and walk even 10 amis, b'shus Rabbin, in the Carmelis. The zals, the pshat is, m'shem hezeka, the Rabbin, you could be mekel. M'mela, dav chafen, l'mais l'alocha, we pass the mikro adin like Reb Shimon, that even a m'locha shen tzurich l'gufa is also mutter. Therefore, be the gay if there's a fire, b'shus Rabbin, that the shayla from hezeka, the Rabbin, will be mutter to put out the fire, b'shus Rabbin. Because Lomaisa, the Iker Adin is we pass the Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Mutter. Even though the Mechava brings down the Rambam Shitrid that it's also, but the Iker Adin we pass in is like Reb Shimon, that a Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Mutter. So rather, for of Tzrich Yochid, you're not allowed to. But Tzrich Rabbim, where it's a Shalev, it's B'Shafayim, B'Shusa Rabbim, where it may hurt a lot of people, then the Chur will be a Heter to put out the Fayim, M'Shemazekah the Rabbim. Right. Avon Noisen. The Mishnah says what? You're allowed to put the cold water into the pot. Tana Rabbonin. Noisen Odom Chamin L'Toy Chatzoinin. If you have cold water in a pot, in a glass, you're allowed to now take out of the hot kettle and pour hot water into the cold water. Noisen Odom Chamin, put hot water into cold water. But not the opposite way. For Loy Chatzoinin L'Toy Chachamin. You can't put some cold water into hot water. Divrei Beshamin. Felt Beshamin. He's the chilek, what you're pouring into what? You're allowed to put hot water into cold water, but you're not allowed to put cold water into hot water. So let's say Rashi. Rashi learns the pshat is al titoy govern. The bottom is the more stronger one. So Rashi, chamin l'teich tzoinin. The ksava, why can you put hot water into cold water? The cold water's on the bottom. The ksava titoy govern. The bottom substance, the bottom body, that's what's stronger. V'yein ha-chamin ma'asichin ha-satzon elim mafshirin. Therefore, when the chamin comes in, since the bottom is cold, that always stays cold, you'll only make it lukewarm, but you can't cook it up. But shenken the other way, it's also. For loitzoyne, not cold water, techan with the hot water, shatachtoyne masichim, because the bottom one is stronger. So if the bottom is hot, that will cook up the top water, that's all yoinim. That's the toy gover. As I learned Rashi. Toys is to ask the kasha, that this is the machlekes in Shas, if you say titoy gover, loy gover, it's not mashm, the Gemara is going to this machlekes now, the Gemara should have brought down the machlekes here. Therefore, Toys learns poshid. Toys learns usually when you pour something into something else, the bottom substance is always the rove. And when you're pouring now a little bit, you pour a little bit into a lot. Therefore, it's very good. If the bottom is cham, so poshid means there's a lot of hot water there. If you're going to pour now a little bit cold water, that's also not talocha. Because a little bit cold water into hot water will become yatzel at this boy still, and it'll be over in this official. But the other way around, if you have a big jar of cold water here, and now you're going to pour a little bit of hot water, a filu from a clearishin, even pour the hot water into here, that's mutter. Because when the hot water gets into this thing now, it's not yatzel at this boy. It's only peishrim. Therefore, it's mutter. So that's why, so you know, that's talocha like that. That if you have a lot of cold water on the bottom, you're allowed to pour hot water into it. Because even after you pour the hot water, it'll never be bishul. It'll only be poishrim. That's mutter. This is Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel Leimrim, no. Bein cham l'teich tzoinin. Whether you're pouring hot water into cold water, or bein tzoin l'teich chamin. Even if you put cold water into hot water, it's also mutter. B'medav ha-mamurim, where is the mutter? Because. Because pasha means it's in the kli, that means it's the kli sheni. That means the hot water that's on the bottom is in a glass. How did the water get into a glass? That means you poured the water from the kettle, from the clearishin, into a glass. So you have a hot tea now. You have a hot, big glass of water now. No matter how, even if you put a drop of cold water into here, still it's mutter. Because we hold klisheni, it's enim of ashel. That's pshan beisilum. That a bee, it's in a kais, it's in a klisheni. When you put the hot water in a klisheni, then you're allowed to add some cold water inside. Because the klisheni we hold is enim of ashel. Rashi bekais. What? The kais drashid l'shtiya kiboylov l'nichalesh yichaymo harbei v'yoy the klishenu. One svar is the kais means you want to drink it, so when you drink something, you don't make it that hot. And second svar is the klisheni. Klisheni is amavashal. Avo bambachi, if it's in like a bath, that's a klirishon. Then cham in l'teichat zaynin. You only allowed to pour hot water into the cold water. And since on the bottom there's cold water, there's a lot of cold water. So now you're only pouring a little bit hot water, it won't be mavashta, that's mutter. But you're not allowed to pour cold water into like a clearishin. If the ambatya is like, that's a lot of hot water, it looks like a clearishin, it's also to pour a little bit sign in there, because this sign will become nischamen now, and it'll live like a bishul. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh asks, he holds what? Even because you can't pour into. And Omer Rav Nachman, halacha kashim Rav Menasseh. He also passed on kashim Rav Menasseh. Sub Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Sefl, Hareyu Kambachir. Sefl is Stama Besin, Stama Kli, Stama Gabes, is Doima Tambachir, Tara Klirishin. Shrashi Sefl, Hareyu Kambachir, Vyaf Agav the Klisheni, even though a Sefl is a Besin, a Stama Kli, which is a Klisheni who, Hoya Volav Lishtia. You're not using this a bath for drinking, el rechitza. You don't use a bath. I'm all a bathtub. Like you fill it up. You're only using it for rechitza. Is asirut? That's also water. The nichalesh yichaymo harbe the gazrinim. Since you want it to be very, very hot, there's a gzera that usually a bath looks like a klirishon. He holds it's also. That's what Havmin was. That even a bath sin is also like a klirishon. Omalei abaya toni rebchir not like that. Sefel ain't a kambachi. You should know a sefel, no a bathtub. Since it's only a klirishon, because you had the water in a kettle, and from the kettle you poured the water into the klisheni, into the basin, so once the water's in the klisheni, it's not mavashl anymore. Now you're allowed to pour cold water into it, it's mutter. That's what we hold halacha. A klisheni is not mavashl. For the Gemara now, lamai, the saka, the adaiti mikara. The havamini was no. Even a basin, any type of a bath, even though it's a klisheni, still it's mavashum, or bezoi, the sefl, or rea kambachin, half a minute was a sefl, a besin, is like, an abachi is like a klirishon, v'yom rav nachmin, halacha kreshim remenasio, v'ypas kreshim remenasio, that you can't pour cold water into the ambachium, or you can't, fakert, you can't pour hot water into the ambachi, either way you can't pour it into, or bezoi, yele b'shabbos, rechitza b'chamen lekem. There should be no heter in the world to wash yourself with hot water on Shabbos. And where is cham and mutter? I call upon him pon of yod of raglas mutter. You're allowed to wash your hands and your face in hot water. If the hot water was heated up every Shabbos, on Shabbat you light a wash, I call upon him pon of Yodav Raglov. Now the Kash Rashi is that stamos of the hot water zikha is too hot to use. Like usually cooked up the water yesterday was 200 degrees, so now on Shabbos good it's 150 degrees. But Avad it's too hot to use. How do you use it on Shabbos? You have to add some cold water into it. So according to Shimon ben Manasseh, if you hold even a sefel, even though you pour this hot water into a bath, into a tub, it's also also to add cold water into it to make it lukewarm. So B'zayin has never had to wash yourself on Shabbos. That's the kasha. And usually the water itself is too hot to use. The only way it's used is to add some cold water into it. So according to Shimon ben Manasseh, it's also, how could you ever wash yourself? I'll call upon the raglav. Right. Reb Shimon says, in a safel or ambachi, in a bath, you can't even pour cold water, hot water into the cold water. You can never find hot water that was cooked every Shabbos. If you want to use it now on Shabbos, it's zikha too hot the way it is. You have to add some cold water to take away the heat from it. Came since you can never add cold water, or you can't even add the hot water into the cold water, so there's never a way to make the water lukewarm. So how could you wash yourself? And with the Gemara Poshet, Mi Savrit Reb Shimon, A Seifa Koy, the Yisera Shimon goes on the Seifa, Satrashi, Mi Savrit Reb Shimon, A Seifa Koy, Deloy Shori Tanakama, Ela Chamin Latech Soinin, Tanakama Reb Shimon, Beshamai, only Hamata, to put hot water into Soinin, the Yossi, and Reb Shimon is coming now, the Yosser, even that he's saying it's Osir, Afkal Matech Soinin, even to pour hot water into Soinin, and that's Yikashadin. If Reb Shimon says you can't even pour hot water into cold water, so there's never an etzah to make the warm lukewarm. The Teretz says, no, Aresha koi, ubeitilul. He's going on the Aresha according to beitilul. So Rashi, what Aresha lishti is talking about? We're talking about cooking water for drinking. What does it say? Beisilu is matirin. Then chama l'teich soinin. You're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, providing for states that you're not pouring a ton of hot water in there. That after the hot water gets into the cold water, it'll still only be lukewarm. So that's mutum. And it wasn't for ket lalochom. Then soinin l'teich chamin. You're allowed to pour a lot of cold water into hot water. Since after the water gets in there, it's not going to be yatzle at this boy. It'll only be like poisher and lukewarm. That's mutter. That's betzilul halacha. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh now oyster. He asks his what? Soin l'teichamin. You're not allowed to pour cold water into hot water. That's all he's asking. Hey, since the Rashi Shittim is, since the cham, the hot water is on the bottom, when you're pouring the cold water in, you say titoy. You know, the other way you could do it, you could put have the cold water first and then add hot water in, that'll be mutter. So maybe even called the Shimon Manasseh as a hechatimsa, how you could wash yourself on Shabbos. The eighth would be first put cold water into the bath and then pour hot water in, providing you don't pour a ton of hot water, that after the hot water's in there, it's only lukewarm. And that'll be mutter. Fred Gemara, call upon him, Lamer of Shimon Manasseh, Domek of Eshamai. The voice coming to Shimon Manasseh now is coming out according to Beishamai. Because he's only matter one way, not the other way. And Beisilu says both ways are mutter. The Torah says Hochikomer. Reb Shimon Manasseh holds, Lenechlaku Beishamai Beisilu Badovazir. He holds that there was no machlekes. That everybody holds, like he's saying, that it's only mutter to put the hot water into cold water, and not the cold water into the hot water. But Allah, we don't pass like Shimon Manasseh, Allah, we pass like Beisilu. That it's mutter, either way it's mutter. Providing that when you end up, the water is not yatzlatis boy. Whether you have hot water here and you want to pour a lot of cold water in, that's mutter. Providing after the cold water is there, won't be yatzlatis boy. And what's in the other way is mutter. If you have cold water here and you want to pour hot water into it, that's mutter. Providing it's not going to end up to be yatzlatis boy. Omerafuna bread of Yeshua. Chazina lay l'rovo de l'kopid amona. I saw Rav wasn't cupping on a kli, to mevashle in a kli. Midatoni Reb Chiya, since Reb Chiya learned, we said before, Midatoni Reb Chiya, noise nodim kitin shomayim, letoich safel shomayim. You're allowed to put a glass of water, letoich safel shomayim, into a basin full of water. Bein chaman atechzonin, whether it's hot, with the keton, the glass, was of hot water into a cold bath. Bein tzonin was the glass was cold water, letoy chaman into a hot bath. Because here it's safla the klisheni, and klisheni is enim of ashel. Or malei rafun leravashi, dilma shani hosom, demifsa kli. Maybe here he's only matik because you're putting the whole kli into it. As you have a kli here of cold water, and you're putting the whole kli like this into the bath. So maybe only that is matik. But maybe when you want to pour the water directly into the bath, maybe there is also. Or malei mori itzman, and I also learned moro. Dam oro odom, you're allowed to pour. Kiten shomayim, if you have a glass of water. L'toich safel shomayim, into a basin full of water. Vein chamon l'toich tzoynein, vein tzoynein l'toich chamon. That's halacha. Either way you want, you're allowed to pour the water one into the other, always providing that you're not pouring like a little bit cold water into a lot of hot water. Because then it'll end up to still be yatz lettuce boy, then into this bishul. But Kozumana doesn't end up to be Yatz Lettuce Boy, it won't be a degree at 112, it'll be less than 112 degrees, then it's always mutter. Whichever way you want, you're allowed to pour. So the Mishnah. For Ilfis, that's like a big frying pan. Vakdeira, any pot. Shevira Miroyskin, you took it off the fire right before Shabbos, and the pot is still hot, or even on Shabbos, is lo yiten otecha tavlin. You're not allowed to put now into this pot tavlin spice. Because halacha is the pot is called the kli rishon. Calls the man the kli rishon. The kli rishon means this was the pot that was on the fire. When you take it off the fire, calls the man this pot is still yatz lettuce, but it's still 112 degrees inside here. It's still called a kli rishon. That's levashel. So to put tavlin inside, there'll be an issur derisa of bishul. Is lo yitlo techen tavlin. Now let us put tavlin inside this kli rishon. Calls the man the kli is yatz lettuce, but when it cools off, the man there's no issur. Rashi shavirin min or meruskin is hot. Ben ashmoshes lo yitlo teichen tavlin mishateshach. On Shabbos you shouldn't put tavlin spices. The klirishin calls the man shirasech mavashel. He calls the man this kli is still yatz. Let his boy is called the klirishin and it's mavashel.